88 WOJ standing by on statewide one.
Good morning, Rick. NAWRO. Trying to reach out to Burnside. Pretty far away. I wonder if he can copy.
Good morning, Jim. Yeah, you're sounding pretty good.
Oh, so are you. I put in that Burnside tower that's quite a bit north of Richmond, and I'm on high power now. I tried it when you first called out on medium. So it's in and out. I guess I'm at the end of the rope for Burnside, but it's good to have a backup. Roger.
Well, you bet. That's why I got two nodes.
And I'll try to put Detroit in, too, and see how far my system reaches. I really want the antenna on top of the house, though. It's only like one story up. So, but, hey, you know what? It's good to experiment.
Yes, sir. You got to know what your system can do, what it can and can't do kind of thing. And like I say, you can only find out by playing and testing.
I don't want to jinx myself, but when I was putting in the new site in the CPS, you know, just line by line going through it, double checking, and then pushed it up to the radio, I'm almost always, you know, not going to be able to work, but it worked the first time. So kind of happy with myself on that. So if I did that, I can do the rest of them.
Hey, good job. I do the same thing. I get in a big hurry. Oh, I got to try this out kind of thing, and I throw on the memory channels there, and I program it all in there, and then I save it, and then I write it to the radio, and then I start looking for the channel, and I go, oops, it's not in a zone. And I got to go back and add to a zone.
Oh, yeah. I remember making that was like my first mistake, and then a second one, when we recently added the event channels, for some reason, when I pushed the code plug back to the radio, I did not put an offset. There was no offset on all four of those channels. I know I put it in there, but somehow it must have, before I pushed it up, it got cut off or something. But we fixed that. Real easy fix.
Yeah, since I got off of analog and started doing this digital stuff, it seems like I have to write it to the radio at least twice. First time I find out what I forgot, and the second time, it usually works. So I was just fooling around this morning. I got my three DMR radios now talking to each other, so that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Wally showed me how to put in a simplex channel. So I guess they're using Talk Group 99. You've got to create a talk. Not even talking about a repeater at all. Obviously, you've got to be a little bit closer distance, but yeah, he comes up here every Monday for a golf game, and we just throw down at Talk Group 99, and I can talk to him locally, bypassing any repeater. It's pretty cool.
Well, I kind of did the same thing, actually. I was over on Brandmeister reading their info there, and now they said, well, you know, if you want to create your own group, and I went, oh, that's what I need. I got to create a group here to connect my radios, and but they recommended using your digital ID, 7-number digital ID kind of thing. So I created a group, and I made it private at first, and the CPS software wouldn't let me assign it to a group kind of thing. So I'd have to punch it in all the time. So I made it a group call or an all call just to test it out. Then maybe I'll turn it private. But, yeah, I could go radio to radio now and not and skip the Internet.
A lot of us think that that's the, purest form of amateur radio. But, you know, I think it's good to have thing available, whatever you can do. I like that. I like all this experimenting, and I like some of the guys in the ARCS group, expanding their knowledge base as well and getting the equipment to work, so. Hey, we're looking forward to the October 4th set, man. I know you hear us talking about it way too much, but it's getting close now.
Well, it ain't too much. I enjoy it. It just kind of gets me more geeked up. Like, come on, a week from Saturday. Yep, I think I'm going to throw it on the calendar there to make sure I get an alarm that goes off so I don't end up missing it.
Yeah, for a second there, Burnside wasn't quite reaching it, so I had to rekey and get the repeater back up. But yeah, you know, I mentioned, I was going to mention on our nets, you know, you, so I know the last time you couldn't get in, but I think you, you just had a computer with the UMP repeater in Paul Clemens. But the week before, you did get in. You, you were on the 147.2. And so, yeah, you, you know how to, and if you wanted to, you could check in and home deploy on that day. So you would actually be part of it, but you, you know, you're not, you don't have to leave your CCH. And then you'd monitor the deployment side on the event one for the state.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's, I got in All-Star to the repeater there on that week before last. And I would have got in this week, but by the time I realized I'd missed it, it was like 6:45 or something like that, and I connected, but I was all by myself.
Yeah. So 8:30, October 4th, you check in, you know, we have, but then, you know, you're just going to check in and hope to play only, and, you know, you're part of the net, but, you know, that's pretty much it. And then, but, you know, if you do check out, you don't have to spend the whole morning. You can check out any time you want if you have to go someplace. So, you know what, we get credit for it. So, you know, if you do, we appreciate it. And then, of course, you just follow all the dispatching going on the Event 1 channel. So, sounds good. Hey, listen, I'm going to cut you loose right now. I got some work to do, but always a pleasure. And thank you for helping me test out my my new talk group here, I guess, or I guess it would be site. I got a new site, Burnside. So, appreciate it. And we'll talk soon. KE8WOJ from NHWRO. After you, Rick.
Okay, Tim, sounds good. And you did kind of bounce in and out shortly there a couple of times, so I don't know if you were walking around the house or moving around or something. But anyway, yeah, for the most part, we're good. And you said you were going to try Detroit. If you want me, you want me to hang around and sometime and try Detroit, just let me know. KEAWOJ, have a good day, and we'll catch you later.
All right, I appreciate it, Rick. I'm back on Mount Clemens now, and it's just the distance thing that I believe with the Burnside, but it's good to know I have a backup and an option. So, all right, we'll talk later. NAWRO.
KE8WUO to NAWRO. Tim, are you out there?
Hey, John, I'm in the HT, how do you copy? NAWRO. Excellent. This seems to be working a little bit better. What's up? Just like our meeting, it starts at 7 p.m. I'm going to be on site at the airport a little bit early, maybe playing with Winlink RF, but apparently that's what the meeting's going to be doing too. So, yeah, I don't know. I might get there at 6:15. But you'd want to be there maybe around 7, and it is at the St. Clair County International Airport. I did put a map and a posting. I think it was in the general discussion group where it's at. There is an actual address there, and, you know, let me know. I can get you some even more directions than that once I get back home.
No, that should work. I can also look in the Discord for that message. I missed it this morning. There was a few, and I just kind of breezed through it and wasn't paying, you know, I was half asleep when I looked at it. So, but all right, well, very good. I will probably see you there.
Yeah, it sounds good. And FYI, I told the one guy that might be joining us or might be joining their ARPS group, I'll probably be monitoring FBI as a backup. And then I'm going to have that simplex frequency, the VHF simplex that we used during the net. I'm going to have that on for people, you know, coming into the airport. And, of course, I have my blue Ford there with the ARP signs deployed.
Sounds good. I will see you then. Thank you again for the information.
Anytime. NHWRO after you, John.
All right. Well, you have a good one, sir, and I'll try not to work too hard. That's the best I could do. K-E-A-W-U-O.
K-E-Y-N-U-2-N-A-W-C-B. K-E-Y-N-U-2-N-A-W-C-B. Nothing hard. K-E-Y-N-U-2-N-A-W-C-B.
K-A-E-P-L, non-returning statewide 1.
K-F-A-E-T-Q, K-F-A-E-T-Q, this is N-A-W-R-O, how copy?
This is K-F-A-E-T-Q, I can hear you. The name did not show up on my display, though.
That's interesting. Is it a format issue? Do you know if it's in the right format, or I didn't even look at the data. The names are in there, right?
The call sign names are in there, but the call sign name is not even showing up.
Well, it is a mystery to me, but if you need that database or, you know, another CSV and a different, you know, like a custom one, we can do that. But yeah, basically you're saying it's there, it's just not showing up, correct?
Correct. The data is there on the device, it's just not showing up on the display.
K-E-A-W-U-O, just wondering if my information might be showing up.
No, that did not show up.
So just to clarify, the IDs are showing up, but not the names, correct?
You are 100% correct. The ID numbers are showing up, the channel name is showing up, but the rest of the information is not. So, yeah, sorry, no names.
Any ideas, John?
So the only thing that's coming to mind for me is a potential character limit, and maybe one of your results is over the character limit for your radio, and it's just rejecting them all. But we'd have to kind of know what your character limit is and then run a query to see if any of the values that we're trying to pull are too long or too much information. I'm not sure what all it's trying to show, but I wouldn't doubt that a character limit or a character overflow type thing would cause that, but I don't know.
Go ahead, Darren. What do you think?
Okay, well, what you could do is if you have Excel, you can make a new column, basically, and you can use a formula that would if the column that you have has call sign space name, you could do a text before formula in Excel and use the delimiter as a space, and it would capture everything up until that space, which would basically isolate the call sign into that new row. Or we can just get you a list of just call signs, but it sounds like maybe limiting it to the length of a call sign would be a good test. So depending on what we have for CSV files, you might be able to just use an existing file, or it wouldn't be hard at all to edit your existing file.
Darren, happy to do another file. You know, we can do it in that format as well. What do you think?
I think I want to see if there's any settings on my side that I might be able to change to make it so that it displays more correct.
Understood. Let's go with that. And then if we don't talk between now and Thursday, just, of course, bring the radio Thursday and we'll can see it firsthand too. N-A-W-R-O.
Probably wouldn't hurt to just send them a file of just DMR IDs and call signs, and that might be something easy to just test out and see if we can, prove that idea out. But it's up to you guys. It will be clear. K-E-A-W-U-O.
Understood, John. Good idea. I'll take a look at it. N-A-W-R-O.
This is K-F-A-E-T-Q. This is K-F-A-E-T-Q. Is there K-E-A-L-A-X that's online? K-E-A-L-A-X, are you online?
K-F-A-E-T-Q, K-F-A-E-T-Q, N-A-W-R-O.
Hello, Tim. I got a question for the list that you gave me. Do you know if the numbers are sorted by any chance?
No, I don't. I'm going to have to open that file up. I can do so right now, and I'll get back with you on Discord. But looking at Discord, you said my call's not in there?
Your call wasn't copied over somehow through the radio. I don't necessarily know right now if it's within the list or not.
All right, so let me look at that Excel file, and I will answer your question and see how they're sorted. And I'm just going to double check to see my calls in there, and I'll get with you on Discord or here, one or the other. NAWRO, after you.
Your call sign does appear in the list. It's number 1700.
All right, sounds good. Clear for now. NAWRO, don't forget to throw your call out.
Thank you. It's KFAETQ. KFAETQ, this is KFAETQ.
Is it working, Darren?
I see your name show up, so I'm guessing it's working.
Hey, Darren, how about me, NAWRO? Am I in there? KFAETQ, KFAETQ, NAWRO.
Tim from Richmond, I see you coming in.
Yes, we've got it. Excellent work. Sounds good. NAWRO.
Thank you, KFAETQ.
KELAX, NAWRO. NAWRO clear. Monitoring gateway 1, KE8LAX. VDZ monitoring gateway 1. KE8NYU, KE8NYU. This is November 8, Victor Delta Zulu. Shelter Dave.
Go there, Mike.
Hey, Dave, can you just need a little radio here? Can you give me a countdown from 10?
Yes, yes. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Perfect. And how do I read right now?
You're clear on this end, so you're good.
Outstanding. I thought I'd been monitoring since this morning, but my volume was turned down and my battery died, and I didn't hear it beeping or probably missed anything anybody said because I thought the volume was up. So I got it into the charger currently. Wanted to make sure it went send and receive while in the charger. So thanks for the test there. I will let you get back to your doing, and I'm going to get back to these cases. This is November 8, Victor Delta Zulu. I will be clear and standing by monitoring after your close.
Sounds good there, Mike. Sounds good. Have a good one. I'll be monitoring as well. 73 Stan. GYNU monitor.
KEASCR, statewide 1.
KEASCR, KEASCR, NAWRO.
NAWRO, KEASCR. Afternoon, Tim. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. I'm glad you called because I'm going to head up a little early to there to see if I can do some WinLink training outside before 7 o'clock. So you got the directions right. Now I'll have FBI on and plus the VHF Simplex channel.
Okay. Yeah. I'll make sure to be on FBI. I have the address. Looks like it's the building right across the street from the what you would call the terminal building. So when I get around there, I'll just give you a call on one of the FBI repeaters, and we can link up from there.
Yes, sir. That would work fine. I'll be in that parking lot. It's going to be a blue Ford Explorer. I have the Macomb County ARPA signs on. You're not going to be able to miss me. I'll be right there.
Perfect. I will look for the blue Explorer with the Arctic signs on it. That should be pretty easy to spot, I would imagine.
Excellent. Sound good. See you when you get there. Yeah, I'll definitely be there a half hour before, so by 6:30. So, but I'll wait till you guys show up. There's going to be a couple others, I believe, and I'll show you where the doors are and get a little security there too. So we'll see how that goes. NHWRO, I will see you a little bit later tonight.
All right, sounds good, Tim. I will. I'll probably plan on being there about 6:45, 6:50-ish, somewhere around there. So I will see you when I get there. Talk to you a little bit later. KE8FCR.
That'll be perfect, Mike. NHWRO. See you then.
NHWRO, KE8LEX.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Just letting you know that I will be there early with you. Just in case, because I know I was kind of up in the air if I was going to be able to make it or not, but I am able to make it. This is KE8LEX.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. I'll be in that parking lot. I'm sure you heard what I said to the other guy. Sorry, traffic noises. You'll see my Ford with the signs on it. And I'm guessing 6:15, maybe 6. I'm not sure, but I'll be on FBI.
Sounds great. We'll see you then, Tim. This is KE8LAX. Clear on your final if you have one.
All set. NHWRO.
KF8E2Q, I was trying to get into some wing link again. This time I used the Yagi and pointed it towards roughly south of me, which is Detroit. And I got a static to clear for a second, and then all of a sudden hear a boop. Don't know if that's exactly what the machine's supposed to sound like when it's supposed to respond, but that's what I heard.
Yeah, well, Darren, it could have been. I'd have to. It's been a while since I've done it, so tonight I'm going to find out and hear what that sounds like again. I think we might have some recordings if you go way back in Discord, but not sure. I'll refresh my memory tonight, and then again, if you make the meeting Thursday, I'm sure we can help you out with that. One way or the other, we'll get it done. You'll eventually connect by RF. NHWRO.
Thank you, KF8EQQ.
KE8KJO.
KE8SCR.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. Where are you about today?
Armita, heading home to make smash burgers so I can get the Sinclair EOC for the ARPS meeting.
Very nice. Very nice. Armita, so they didn't have you out across the state today, I take it. I'm pretty much doing the same, just heading home and fixing some quick dinner for the St. Clair ARPS meeting.
Yeah, today it was local. And where was I at? Farmington Hills and then Brownstown. And shout out to the office and then pick up from there. Not trying to take it home fast enough for the ARPS.
Hey, that's not, that doesn't sound like too bad of a day compared to, you know, being all around the state. That's a lot of driving you do there, but that's cool. So I will see you at the ARPS meeting tonight. I know Tim said he was planning to get there early. I'll probably be there closer to on time.
Yeah, same here. My husband is at a bus hall. My wife grabbed the buns ready for the Blackstone and the onion cut up. I just picked up propane and mushrooms. We got cheese, so kind of making it early. My daughter doesn't get off till 7, so. But she can reheat her burger at the air fryer. Doesn't bother her none.
Perfect. That sounded like a great, great quick dinner. I'll I'll just be throwing something in the microwave, some leftovers in the microwave, honestly. Had a little bit of a watch party last night for the Lions game, so plenty of leftovers from that.
There you go. I forgot what I made for dinner last night. I can't even remember. What did we have last night? I can't remember. Oh, wait. That's right. We had a quick dinner. We had dino nuggets and mac and cheese. That's what we had. You know, my daughter wanted to get home. She wanted to eat. She wanted to get showered and then upstairs.
Dino nuggets, definitely the dinner of champions right there. I love it. But yeah, and that was an awesome game last night, man. It was well worth staying up for, even though when the alarm went off early this morning, I was not very happy.
Oh, I left that yesterday. I started at 3 o'clock in the morning, got home probably about 3:30, and dozed off for about a half hour, 45 minutes. The dog groomer came over and clipped the nails, and then I went laid back down for another couple hours and woke up just a little bit after 7. After my wife said, dinner's ready, I'm like, okay. And then I stayed up to about, I don't know, 10:30. I was watching something else. I was watching Paranormal. I knew my daughter was going to let me go about the game.
Gotcha. No, I was up working in 7 to, I think I took my last phone call, finally hung up at 5 o'clock, and then I'm dealing with some guys down in Mexico currently, and they are 2 hours behind us, so 5 o'clock for me is 3 o'clock for them. They just keep calling into the evening, so... No break, no nap for me. It was go straight from work to dinner and then to the game. Probably went to sleep about midnight, and then the alarm went off at 4:45. So lots of caffeine for me today.
Yeah, I had a little bit of caffeine today. I got to watch my intake, so I try to stay away from it as much as I can. I'm pretty much 98% successful. But this morning, I mean, from yesterday's, you know, being out at 3 o'clock in the morning to get the first one at 5, and the next one shortly thereafter, I went from Novi to Detroit, and then to Troy, so that just kind of drained me, so I felt like I had jet lag.
I know the feeling. I definitely know the feeling. Yeah, getting up to be on the road at 3 a.m., that's a... That's a rough way to start your Monday morning. Getting caffeine when you're doing that is definitely I would almost expect it, but definitely understandable, even if I try to avoid it.
My wife helped me wake up yesterday at 3, and I'm like, 3 o'clock, I'll have a pretty good. I got up at 3:30 and left about 4, got there, and over at LVA.
I don't know if it's on your end or my end, but I only caught 2 or 3 bits of your last transmission, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7.3s for now. I'm pulling it home anyway, so I'll see you at the arts meeting tonight, Tom. KE8FCR, I'll be clear on your final if you have one.
KETQ, KFA-ETQ, can anyone pick me up?
NAWRO, NAWRO monitoring, statewide 1. KE8YNU, KE8YNU, NAWRO. St. Clair County Airport.
Hey, Jim. I got you loud and clear. What's up?
I just threw the connect systems in the mobile. I didn't know if I could reach down to Mount Clemens, but on medium power, and looks like a good signal. I hear you loud and clear. I came up here a little too early to grab a bite. Aaron asked if I could bring my go kit, because he's going to go over the go kits as well and sell out drafts. I should have thought of that, but you know, maybe I can add some 2 cents, whatever they show. And Dave, if you got a second, I'm going to switch over to Burnside, see if I can get Burnside as well. N8WRO. K8YNU. K8YNU. N8WRO. St. Clair Airport going in on Burnside.
Yep, gotcha on Burnside. You're not as clear, but you're readable. I can hear you. You're hitting it. I think the other one was clearer, so.
Copy that. One last test. I bumped it up to high power, 50 watts. How copy now? 1, 2, 3, 4. Over to you.
Yep, you're good. I can hear you. Just like the other one. It's pretty clear, so.
All right. Thanks, Dave. I'm back on Mount Clemens then. And let's see, we 6 o'clock. We got an hour, so I think we might try a little wind link up here. But I will be monitoring Statewide 1 while we're up here in the parking lot prior to the meeting. N8WRO. Thanks, Dave.
Yep, not a problem. Enjoy your meeting and take good notes. We'll talk later on. KYNU standing by.
KYNU.
N8WCB, N8WCB, this is KYNU.
KYNU, this is N8WCB. You are loud and clear here.
Perfect, perfect. And it should be showing up at least your ID number. I may have to update that radio to reflect yours, but it should be on yours now.
Roger that. Yes, it is coming across with the correct ID and the call sign. Definitely appreciate your, like I say, appreciate your hard work in doing this.
Hey, not a problem at all, not a problem. I'll go over some things with you on it. So then I added several channels on the west side of the state for you. And then also there's another, the MI5 system out there. You should be able to reach it at Reed City. So I'll let you know which repeater to be on, but hopefully this works. Hopefully you enjoy this, and definitely if you need anything else done to it, let me know.
I do appreciate it very much, and thank you for your hard work. And we'll give it a try. Like I said, I tried the more I eat there from Big Rapids, and also from Room City, and I wasn't able to get into the system at all. So I'm interested to see how this works out. And again, using some of the other repeaters in there now.
Yeah, for sure. I'm interested to see how that works out for you as well. So give it a try and then go from there. But hope everything else works out. And like I said, I worried from radio reference there and a couple other things. So it should do fine.
NWCB, yeah, I definitely believe it will. I believe everything will work well. And again, it's testing the radios out, and it's a good opportunity there. And just going through some of the talk groups and then maybe use that one a little bit more frequently as I've gotten a little bit more familiar with it, with sort of the analog and the digital end of it.
That last station that was keyed up, you need to turn your talker release off. It's coming up as W8 or N8WCB, but I'm not sure because I see who you're talking and with the same radio ID. But the last guy that was keyed up, you need to turn your talker alias off. And If you need information on the system, go to mi5.cc. mi5.cc, that is the correct information. A lot of times on the mother websites, they don't have the correct information. So our website is mi5.cc. KBSWR.
I appreciate the Jeff. He's using my radio, so I switched out radios from so and got his radio programmed to his, and once I get my back, I'll go in and get that switched over. It's just a quick fix, and then that way he's got at least got a radio for tonight, and then he'll have his radio and up and running, and I'll get that fixed here tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know on them. Some of them Chinese radios, you can go in and turn the talk radio lights off. But yeah, we were only hearing you on the conversation because you guys are on Mount Clemens, and the rest of the system doesn't hear it. You didn't know because you were hearing them because you were on the same repeater, but it doesn't populate across the system, right? Anyways, okay. Take care. KBSW.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. Have a good one, 73.
Roger that, Roger that. I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure things will work out, and we'll get all the bugs to tune out and get the right call signs and everything in place there. Hey, WCB.
You should now see, because I'm on the county radio, you should see my call sign reflect. Instead of yours, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, this radio should be good to go. I may make a quick tweak on it. I was trying to find the roam on it, and it doesn't look like it has that capability. But what I did is I laid out the channels in a way to where all you just have to do is click it once and it should go to the next repeater that's in that area, so.
Ah, okay, that sounds good. Yeah, you're going to have to kind of go through the updates and see what works out and, see what's different or what's the same and get acclimated. This one's a pretty good one here. I've been kind of messing around with it and going through the talk groups and things. Very nice radio.
Thanks. If you like that one, you should try out a Motorola, because the more I use Motorola, the more I get used to it, the more I just fall in love with the Motorola system.
Yeah, I agree on that one. That's definitely, you start getting up in the Kenwoods and the Motorolas, and yeah, you're definitely in the top of the line there by all means.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, I'll try to drop this off tomorrow, and if you need anything else, if you think of anything in the morning or whatever, and you're like, hey, add this, I'll do that. I even got it to where when you turn it on, it gives your name and call sign, so you should be good to go.
That sounds real good. Again, and I appreciate all your hard work on that and your willingness to update it. And again, having the radio, it's greatly appreciated. Again, thank you again. However things work out tomorrow, that sounds good.
Not a problem there, Dan. Not a problem at all. I don't mind doing it. Don't mind it. Getting that taken care of for you, and like I said, hopefully you enjoy it.
Absolutely, yes, I definitely am enjoying it, and like I said, just getting more familiar with it, and being able to get on familiarized with the DMR system a little bit more, and the functions, and the talk groups, and everything, so again, thank you again, I'm enjoying the radio very much.
Not a problem at all. All right, well, I'm going to hop off here. I'm going to monitor for a little bit and then continue. Maybe do a couple of updates here and there. But like I said, I'll drop that off for you here tomorrow, and you'll have your radio back.
Sounds real good. Again, thank you again. I greatly appreciate it. 73s and you and the family, it's good seeing you guys today. Enjoying having you stop in today and enjoying the conversation there very much. You have a good evening, and we'll talk again soon. FEWCB is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, yeah, sounds good. Have a good evening, 73s. This is BKYNU, and I'll be standing by.
KJL.
Hello, Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Is LAX on the radio now?
KEAWUO. Can you run that by me one more time, Darren? I missed it.
Asking if LAX is online.
Copy that. Sorry. 73.
KE8FGW monitoring.
N8PZT monitoring statewide one.
N8PZT, this is KE8LAX. How are you this evening?
KE8LAX, N8PZT. I am doing quite well. I just got back from visiting some friends in a town about 30 miles south of where I live. I'm talking to you on the Hackleberg repeater near Indian River, Michigan. And had a very nice visit to some friends I haven't spent much time with, and it was a nice, very nice evening.
Awesome. I just got done with an ARPSC meeting and had to visit some friends in Port Huron. I'm currently getting in on the Mount Clemens repeater. I actually have some family property up there off of Brewery Road off of, I believe it's 310 for Indian River.
Always a wonderful commodity to have when you need to get away. My grandparents on my mother's side had a cottage on Pickerel Lake down in Newaygo County. And my grandfather was divvying out different things. Well, my dad, being the banker that he is, took the stock that was offered and not the property. I wanted to toss it in the lake. I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun on that lake when I was a kid. And yeah, I would have taken the cottage myself. So yeah, definitely handle that. That is a blessing to have that when you have a retreat to just relax.
Absolutely, I agree with you. I personally like the boat races up there. Haven't gone in quite some years now, but definitely something that I'd like to actually get the kids and the wife up to doing. I don't believe I've ever actually taken them to see the races, now that I think about it.
Well, definitely something to think about doing soon. Is your property right on the river?
No. So the property is, so if you get off at 310, you hang a right, the very first street on your right is Brewery Road, and I think the hotel right there off of Brewery Road, at least when I was younger, was, I think, Hometown Inn. And they're down Brewery Road south, probably like 3 miles or so. But just jumping into town to go to Pat and Gary's or anything over there, you got to go all the way into town anyway. So going to the river is nothing.
Definitely on that. Yeah, that sounds like a nice area. I don't exactly where 310 is, but I know kind of the general area. I was raised up in Gaylord. I was born in Grand Rapids, ultimately, but we moved to Gaylord in 69 when it was a super, super quiet community, rather than the bustling small metropolis that it is now. It's about as busy as Traverse City now, which is why I reside in Indian River, although I work in Petoskey. I I'm a night auditor at a hotel over there, and I work. I'm on a day, my night's off right now, and I start work up again tomorrow night. And, you know, I'm okay. I rent a small cabin here, and it's just me and my cat. I've got some friends around me, and I'm making new friends. I made a new friend this week, so. And I was able to treat my friends to a Firehouse Sub dinner from Firehouse Subs in Gaylord. They're one of my favorite sub places, and so that was kind of nice. And my friend and had made stroganoff for me and the person she was with, and last night, so I thought I'd treat him tonight. I got a little windfall, so I thought I'd share that with them, and we all had a nice meeting and stuff, and just a nice outing today. It's just nice being with friends and just having a nice time with it. N-A-P-Z-T.
N-A-P-Z-T, this is K-E-L-O-S. Yeah, I definitely hear you. I mean, you've got that, and then you've got DMR on this amazing network. You're actually the furthest north that I've talked to so far, being in southeast Michigan. But absolutely love this network. The coverage is absolutely amazing. Growing up, my best friend actually used to live in Toponomy. So I'm very, very familiar with up there.
Yeah, Toponomy is a nice little place. So they got a nice little park there by the water. And happened to be is, you know, kind of like I say, the gateway to Sheboygan from the south. My parents, we used to camp at Aloha State Park a lot on Mullet Lake. I have a younger sister, and my parents and I and my sister would go there for a couple weeks a year for our big summer vacation, and we spent a lot of time there in the 70s and early 80s, mainly 70s when we were younger. And my parents sold the RVs, and they started doing boating. They ended up with a 32-foot Marinette they kept up at the Anchor Inn Marina up in Sheboygan. And for a few summers, they were up in the Cedarville, around the Lacational Islands up there in the eastern upper. And that was, you know, they liked to vacation in the North Channel up by up by Canada. And it was an easier jumping off point for them. Yeah, the kids didn't go with them on those trips. That was just the two of them. That was their getaway, big 2 week getaway. And they had a good time up there. They unfortunately have passed on, but I remember those days, and it was good memories and a lot of good memories spent on the water and in the campsites with my folks. So. You know, I love it up here. I love the northern Michigan area. It's just a gorgeous area up here.
Ultimately, I mean, I'm still fairly young, but ultimately, when everything comes down to it, I really hope to be able to retire up there. That would be my ultimate goal, and hopefully, it's more of the same as, you know, what I remember it by the time I can actually do that. Back over to.
Well, no doubt, and already having the, the seed property up here to do that, yeah, it's not hard to retire up here. You don't need a whole lot. But having the land and the, the dwelling is the biggest thing. And I'm hoping I can obtain something cottagey, maybe on the water somehow. I enjoyed cottage life down in the Nuevo there when we were younger. It's a lot different. You know, the cottagers down there, they're all privately owned, and a lot of corporate stuff has, you know, been buying up stuff over the years. And I took a look at the plat down there in the Geographical Information Service System, the GIS down there in the county, and it's like, it's like they bought up all the old plots around the property. It's like strange. I don't know what they're doing. Down there, they got cottages right next to each other. They wouldn't, you wouldn't be able to zone it that way today, but, back in the day, that's what they did. And you got two tracks going across, like the front half of someone's property to your property. It's really kind of weird. You don't see a lot of that anymore, except in really old areas.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing I've noticed you've run into a lot is, people back in the day, bought up a large chunk of property, and then as it gets divided off, I've noticed that there's a lot of landlocked property that's around there that's nearly impossible to sell because of it.
Well, yeah, and that was part of the arrangement, though, the original. You would go across someone else's property just as an access road and end up at, your place. And that's how you had to do it. It was practically right by the water. And I remember the last few feet before you get to an open area, and we got this, big cement wall where you park in front of, and the dock's, to the left, and there's a little shack right up against the wall where we keep all the motors and life jackets and skis and stuff. And then the cottage is up on the hill. You go up a little stairway there, and that's it. But right before you get to it, you pass by this cottage that's practically in the water. It's just like a few feet away from the shore. And in between the house next to it, you can barely squeeze a person through it, and they're two separate properties. However, I think the property was purchased by some kind of a women's retreat or something. Or maybe it was like that all the time. I didn't know any of the business stuff. Definitely a resort, though. It's just a weird access. I don't know how they're doing it now. NADZT.
Not really familiar with around there, but I know times have changed. People get really nowadays get really particular about stuff like that. One lot in between a bunch of car lots up there in Indian River. Random one day, the father passed away. The kids took over the property, and all of a sudden there was a property line fight. But, it was never like that before. So run the easement to get over the property was no big deal. And then it took over, and it just turned into a giant fight. It's just so much has changed.
Yeah, back in the 70s, you could lose a ski, and it would float to someone's property, and they would find out who it belonged to. Pickerel Lake isn't that big a lake. But the people were very cordial and very kind, and it's a different world now. I'm sure it exists in some ways. I haven't been down there in years. The property is no longer owned by our family, so it was sold off quite some years ago. And my parents and my father's side property, I can't even remember what lake it was on. All the lakes down there, there's like five of them that are connected by canals and tunnels and stuff under roadways, so it's kind of a interesting way to navigate. And it was just, it's a cool little place. And for a summer resort, it's perfect to have a little summer cottage there. And it's, it's not too far from Grand Rapids, but it's, 30 miles north of there, so you're not directly in that metropolitan areas, downtown and whatnot. And I have a relative who lives near Kent City, which is near Sparta, but I don't get down there a whole lot. Anyway, one of these days I'm going to try to find my grandfather Brown's old cottage. I'm going to see if it's even there still, but I don't know. Things have changed so much, and I've forgotten half the roads when I was a kid. I only saw, I saw it from the back of a station wagon. I never, I never drove down there or anything during that time. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. You're good. I'm not familiar too much with down there, but I definitely understand the property thing. Luckily for me, part of what we have is still within the family, and we still have the opportunity to get up there and hunt, but, you know, it's still a good 3.5 hour drive for me to get up there, so, you know, with the busy hustle-bustle of life, it's difficult to break away and actually get up there and enjoy your time. And when you do get up there, you haven't been up there in so long, it's usually work and clearing out the trails. It's hard to actually enjoy the property. I think that's why my father and uncle, as everyone who goes up there, they enjoy the property for hunting. And that's when they do no work.
Is it just open land, or is there a dwelling on it, or do you guys just, like, take trailers and campers up and stuff?
No, there's a barn dominium kind of style cabin on the property, but that's only on one lot, and I couldn't tell you how many acres, but I know they've got about 6 lots, and they're really deep. It basically goes from Broody Road, and then the back side of the property back clean up to I-75.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have a friend who's got a 10-acre plot south of Gaylord, kind of on the east side of Otsego Lake. Not on the lake itself, but across the way, and his property abuts up against the I-75 to a point. He doesn't have anything on it. He was going to build there, so he's got a travel trailer on the lot, unless he moved it or something. And haven't talked to him in a while, so I don't know what he's doing with the land. He stayed on it for a little while when I first got back here. Back in 2019, I was living in South Dakota, and I came back here to Michigan, and he let me stay in this land for a little while. I helped him out when he was younger, and he remembered that, and he gave me some freedom, and I owe him for that. You know, without friends like him, I wouldn't have been able to do what I needed to do here, and I'm just ever so grateful for the people who've been in my life and, you know, help me out when I need it. So I try to afford it as much as I can. I'm not perfect at it. I'm not as well healed as I'd like to be financially, or I'd be doing more, but you do what you can. And it's easy.
K8OX, yeah, and that's a big part of life. Not everybody can say that, so that's awesome. I just pulled up to the KCH, so I'm gonna get off here and actually get in the house and just stretch out a little bit before I start walking. That was a long drive. But I appreciate the contact. Like I said, you're the furthest north that I've talked to on this network so far, so I definitely appreciate the QSO, and I will be saying 73s on your final KE8LAX.
All right, Dean. Again, name here is Steven. I'm here in Indian River. I just live a little south of town here and south of the M68 to L27 junction. Ran a nice little small cabin here up against off the road and against some trees, and it's older, but you know, it's mine and it's cozy. I really am getting to like it more and more. And I like something of my own about the same type. Except maybe with a little bit updated stuff. So just not too updated. I'll let you get to your business there. You have yourself a fine evening, and I look forward to, thank you for the QSO. I look forward to talking again and, you know, to visit Mount Clemens one of these days. Lots of hams down there. Maybe I'll go to a ham meeting down there one of these days just for the heck of it. See what's going on in the big city. You guys have a good night. I wish you all. NAPZT, out.
73, KE8LAX, clear.